You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Anna Meredith with Killjoy, a wonderful tune. And we've got Harry Josephine Giles in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Hi, yeah, I'm doing well. Yeah, I'm doing well.
We were just saying, a wonderful Scottish musician, to now talk about some wonderful Scottish theatre, which is very exciting, happening at the Basement from tomorrow. We're talking about Drone. What can you tell us about Drone?
Sure. Well, Drone is a poetry cabaret about drones. I suppose the question of the show is if a drone could descend to Earth and speak, what would she tell us? What would she say about her life? So it's trying to use drones as a way of thinking about what humans are like right now.
So we're talking about like drones, like the sort of war technology.
Well, the war technology and the consumer technology.
I feel like it's really common amongst your average Joe now. Well,
sit on the beach.
Not really, but you know, people have them.
That's the really weird thing about the show, because I've been working on it for like 5 or 6 years, and when I started working on it, it was only, you know, 5-6 years ago, they were only just at the edge of like popular consciousness, and now they're everywhere. So I've kind of written through that thing happening.
That's really interesting. That's awesome. So this is kind of an interesting mix of, we were talking off air about it being a slippery show. I think that's a very interesting word to use. What's so slippery about it?
Well, it's a lot of different art forms in one, is one thing. So I'm a writer and performer, and that text is kind of in the middle of the show. But I also work with an electronic musician, Neil Simpson, who's doing live music. Cool. And we have a visuals designer, Jamie Wardrop, who works with us on live visuals for the show. So it's like a band that's made of video and music and poetry at once, which is a complicated band to talk about. And then thematically, it's about humans, and it's also about technology, and it's about being part of these systems of astonishing violence and destruction and terror, but also about something a bit more sort of warm and beating underneath that.
Totally. And I think that kind of the sort of thing that I was thinking about first when I was reading about this is Drone does immediately give you this idea of sort of a bird's eye perspective on things. So I get that sort of, you know, if she was coming down and she was going to tell you her story, she'd have seen some things, I'm imagining. Is this going to be the central sort of part of the show, is kind of that explanatory thing? I'm assuming it's not a very linear kind of a storytelling.
It is quite fragmented. It is, lots of different images and pictures, but it's definitely, I would say, the opposite of explanatory. Mm-hmm. I suppose I've been making political performance for a decade, and I've moved like very much away from trying to like explain politics and more be like, what does this feel like? That's my big question. Yeah. And the question that I began with this show is, what does it feel like as a human to be part of global networks of militarism, capitalism, violence, terror, anxiety, which is lots of big stuff, but actually it turns out that's kind of bleakly funny as well as it's awful as well.
Yes, I can definitely see that. So you're from Orkney in Scotland, which is a very small island, and I'm interested to see, when I've been reading about you and some of your thinking, islands kind of seem to be a little bit of a theme there, moving from small islands to bigger islands and stuff. And now you're taking this to this island here in the Pacific. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that kind of island mentality shapes the things you make a little bit? That's a bit of a random question, maybe.
That is a big question. I mean, yeah, it's in my guts. Like, I grew up on an island of 700 people. So Orkney's a group of islands. Mm. I'm from one of the outer ones. And that means that I grew up in a very small and cohesive community. I grew up being able to see a long way across the ocean. I grew up on the, you know, the edge of the Atlantic, where the North Sea meets the Atlantic. And I grew up surrounded by Neolithic history. Like, I grew up surrounded by monuments that are thousands of years old. So that gives me a kind of perspective, I think, on community and time that weaves through the stuff that I do. Yeah, definitely. And being an islander is very important to me, I think.
Yeah, totally. Well, I'm very excited to see this show. I'm also interested in some of the other things you do. So you're also a poet, you're a performer, you're a game maker as well. What's this about?
Oh, I've just never seen an art form that I didn't want to get involved with in some way. It comes out of that sort of curiosity.
Yeah.
So I make games mostly like physical games, live games, although I've done a little bit of work with digital. I'm not a very good programmer, to be honest, but I like
you'll be better than me, so I'm already impressed.
But what links it all together is being excited about what happens when you when you're relating to other people in an artistic context. I love being with an audience, and I love making experiences with an audience, and that applies even when I'm just, you know, performing on a stage. I've made a lot of interactive work, and Joan is one of the more kind of glitzy glam cabaret things where I'm in charge.
I love it.
That I've done, but I've done quite a lot of interactive work, and so theatre and sort of naturally blends into games. And it's all about that contract, that relationship with audience.
Totally. There's actually a really interesting point as well, who's in charge and where the power lies in those theatre moments, I guess, because, yes, if it is like a more scripted piece of theatre, I guess an audience comes in and they expect to sort of be told a story or experience a story. But something like a game, you have this sort of expectation of participation as well. Is there any of that in Drone, or is it just sort of a more of an idea in the background?
This one is more theatrical, nice. But it's using the aesthetics of cabaret. So there is that kind of diva relationship with the audience.
Yeah.
And so there's some moments of like interaction and being with the audience, and there's no fourth wall. There's no like we're in a house, here's a sofa.
Nice. Well, I'm very excited to see it. It opens tomorrow night at the Basement Theatre, and it runs until the 16th, so it's a wee short run, and it's at 6:30 p.m, 45 minutes long, and the tickets are very reasonable, $20 to $25, all up on the Basement website, very easy to find. You've just done this in Wellington. How were the run of shows there?
Fabulous. I mean, we just had a little sellout run in Wellington,
awesome.
Which was really fantastic to like get to travel to the other side of the world and have these packed audiences, so that was super encouraging. So, you know, get on those.
Exactly.
Those Auckland tickets.
You hear that, BFM listeners, you better get along.
And the audience response has just been lovely, like really, really fantastic responses to it, and really interesting conversations that have come out of it. So I'm looking forward to having some more of those.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Harry Josephine Giles, for coming into the studio this morning. Can't wait to see Drone.
Thank you.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.